You could do better than that. Happy Sabbath. Come on, family of God. What happened? Remember, here in San Jose Central, as soon as you come in through that door, you have to leave everything behind you. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Remember, you are in the presence of your Creator. You are in the presence of your God, your Lord. So you have to forget about everything. So let's just do that. Will you? Forget about everything. Clear your mind. Yes? Open your heart. This is the hour where we come before the Lord. And this is the time we need to show God that we are grateful. Yes? How many of you are thankful to God? Are you thankful? Are you happy for being here today? Praise God. So let's show it. And for all of those that are through the screen, I know you might be watching through your TVs, through your tablets, computers, phones, whatever that may be, or maybe just listening to your phone. We also want to say to you, may God be with you as well. And as we share the message today, we ask that you will do the same thing. Just forget whatever is distracting you at this moment, okay? It is your kids. It's maybe something that's smelling good at the kitchen right now. I don't know. But just leave it. Just leave it for maybe 30 minutes, all right? Put it on the side. 30 minutes is not going to kill you, okay? So thank you. And I'm very happy. Let me tell you that, you know my favorite day of the week is? Sabbath. That's my favorite day. Believe it or not, once the Sabbath is over, I get frustrated because I have to start all over again. You see? But the Sabbath is the perfect day. Amen? It's the perfect day. But it will be the perfect day depending on you. You see? It all depends on you. You might say, well, God, you're the one that holds, you know, like this world in your hands. But guess what? Even though God is in control, He doesn't control your life. Did you know that? God doesn't control your life because you are entitled, you are responsible for your actions, and you make decisions on your own. God cannot make decisions for you. So if you want to have a perfect Sabbath, guess what? Have it. If that's what you want, just have a perfect Sabbath. Forget about everything that is around you at this moment. So I know there is a group that is actually participating. You know, they're decided to go to Lake Tahoe. Oh, yes, right, Lee? Oh, man. Wouldn't you want to be there? No. Okay. Amen. Because you're here. Praise God. So we said hello to some of them that are connected as well. They're actually being there at the GYC. So we hope that they're having also a blessed day. We also have families that decided to have some vacation, right? Believe it or not, time flies. Did you know that? Oh, boy. We're past the mid of the year. The mid of the year already. Can you believe that? So there are some families that decided to take vacation because in a week, believe it or not, in a week, their children are going back to school. And talking about school, tomorrow we're going to have our church feel, I hope, and I know we are. We're going to have all our children and children from the community and some other children from other churches that are going to be part of BVX. How many of you say amen to that? Beginning tomorrow. So we thank the children ministries. We thank also the Sabbath school department for putting all this together and all the volunteers, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. God will bless you abundantly. Believe me. You know, I don't have nothing to reward you with, but God will. God will. All I could reward you with is my thankfulness and being grateful, and thank you to you for everything that you do. You know, it has been the most, I don't know about you, but for some of you have been, you know, these times, this month has been very stressful. For me, I haven't even felt time. I've been going from one place to the other. I've been going to one place to the other. Next week, I've been heading to Arizona, where I'm going to be part of that ministerial council. There are people that are retiring. Our president's conference is retired already. Back in July, the beginning of July, Elder Ramiro Cano. So we're praying, you know, that God will bring the right person also to lead our conference. But also our union, the Pacific Union president also has retired. So that's why we have to spend a few days over there in Arizona to have God lead the way to elect a new president as well. So, and then right after that, a day after I get back, guess what? Some of us were heading to Leoni Meadows to our yearly family camp. And we are doing it together with our sister church, Santa Clara Hispanic. And, you know, they're thrilled. By the way, we're closing the church over there because everybody's gone. Everyone decided to go. But here I know a few of you are going to stay. So we're going to leave our head elder behind with you because we don't want you to be alone here. So thank you, David, for volunteering and staying here so that people will also be blessed on that Sabbath. So let's spend some time. So I want to ask Christine if you will please get our presentation ready. You know, we are living in the last days. How many of you say amen? I know a lot of us get scared, right, when you hear the phrase, the last days. How many of you get afraid? Be honest. Thank you. I mean, we're human, right? We get scared. We get frightened, in other words, because the last days, what does that represent to you, the last days? What does that really mean, the last days? What does it mean to you? Well, for me, it means that soon and very soon, guess what? I'll be where I belong. How many of you say amen? I'll be where I belong. Because believe it or not, I don't belong here. I don't belong in this world. How many of you belong in this world? I don't. The Bible tells me that I don't belong here. I'm just cruising through. And my journey, cruising through this world, will lead me to where? To heaven. So that's what the last day represent for me. That's what the last days mean for me. The soon I'll be in heaven. Amen? Soon I'll be in heaven. So there's nothing to worry about. I don't worry about, as a matter of fact. I give thanks to the Lord that we have a pandemic. How many of you thank God? Be honest. I thank God. Because the Bible says that these things are going to happen. Yes or no? And if these things are going to happen, that means we are what? That close to go where we belong. So I said, Lord, let it happen. Let everything that has to happen, happen as soon as possible. Because I can't take it no more. I can't be here any longer. I just can't. I can't bear to see my family suffering. I can't bear to see my neighbors telling me that they loved ones. I just can't bear that any longer. I just can't bear my brothers and sisters in Christ calling and crying aloud because they're suffering. I don't want to see that any longer. And that's the reason why I cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, please come. tomorrow, today, I want to go home. I don't want to be here any longer. I don't like it. And the more I know that I stay here in this world, the more I'm going to suffer. I don't know about you, but I know I am. And I'm suffering because I can't bear this any longer. I can't bear to dedicate my time any longer to officiate any funeral. Just can't take it no more. I can't bear any longer getting a phone call and telling me, Pastor, I don't want to go to church no more. Pastor, I don't feel like praying any longer. Pastor, I don't feel like serving the Lord any longer. And you know what? The longer we wait, the longer we live in this world, guess what? I feel that the many people are going to get lost. That's what I feel. But also I feel that I'm going to get lost as well. Because I can't take it. I can't take it any longer. You know, we plan for tomorrow, but we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We have all, remember 2 years ago, we had the nominating committee, right? All of you were joyful. All of you were thankful and happy because you were going to serve. That was what? The end of 2019. The beginning of 2020, what happened? All those plans, all that joy that you had, guess what? Went down where? Down the drain. And now we are 2021, believe it or not. Next month, we're actually starting all over again with the nominating committee. Can you believe that? 2 years has passed. And a lot of you, some of you didn't even get to serve. But I praise for those that decided, you know what? It doesn't matter what's happening. I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen? I'm going to serve the Lord. And many of you take the stand for the Lord. But we are living through those last days, my brothers and sisters. And the question for you is, are you committed? Have you made that commitment? Do you really know what commitment is all about? Have you already taken a stand for the Lord? Have you already decided that you want to be part of heaven? Have you already decided if your home, your family, are going to be part of heaven as well? Because you could do your part. You know, the longer we wait, the longer we, in a way, wait until to make that commitment until the last minute, guess what? The farther and farther you get from home, the farther you get from heaven. Now, how can you and I have total commitment? How? How to have a total commitment to God? How is that possible? Because, you know, a lot of us, sometimes, you know, since the beginning, maybe when you start learning about God, and the more you read about God, the more closer you felt to God, the more you pray to the Lord, the more closer you get to God. But last time, I shared with you that reading the Bible every day, praying every day is not enough. Did you know that? It's not enough. Because you need the third element, and that is what? action. Because it's meaningless if I read the Bible and if I prayed, and though that doesn't even bear any fruits in my life, it's meaningless. You're wasting your time. And sorry, but I want to be honest. You're wasting your time. If you think that by praying, by just reading the Bible, by coming to church every Sabbath, by being faithful to the Lord in the returns of your tithes and offering, that's what's going to let you to be committed to the Lord, think again. Think again. Because nothing, none of that, if those things doesn't represent fruits in your life, doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything, my brothers and sisters. So, what does God ask us to do? Well, have you heard that term consecration? Do you really know what that means? Consecration, because if you want to be totally committed to God, you need to consecrate to the Lord. Amen? In other words, you need to devote yourself entirely to God. That's what the Bible tells us. That's what it means. It means that you live in Christ. Amen? Have you ever lived in Christ? Have you ever lived in Christ? Living in Christ is not only when everything that is happening around you, when everything that is happening like in your life is positive, is good, is happy. That's not living in Christ. Living in Christ means that no matter in what circumstances you are, Christ is in you. Amen? What does that mean? When disasters come, when the pandemic comes, guess what? I need to be thankful to God because I'm living in Christ, and those things are not going to bring any fear in my life. Better yet, I'll be joyful because the time of my redemption, or the day of my redemption, is what? It's near. That's what living in Christ is all about. And that's what it takes, my brothers and sisters, to be consecrated in God. To give my life to God, to allow God to do His will in me, and not for me to do my own will. That's what it means. Total commitment. That Apostle Paul put it this way in Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Look at what he says. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer what? Your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper what? Worship. So what God is actually asking? What is actually God asking for you? What you need to do? In other words, if you want to have a total commitment to God, well, the Bible tells me that I need to live a life pleasing who? God. That's what the Bible is telling me. That's what consecration is all about. That's what total commitment is all about. See, the problem is that we don't want to live that kind of life. We want to live a life pleasing ourselves. We want to live a life pleasing others. We don't want to live a life pleasing God because we don't like it. We don't like it. Because pleasing God means that I have to deny myself. Yes or no? And what is denying myself? Abandoning everything that separates me, abandoning everything that actually takes away my devotion, my consecration to the Lord. That's why I don't like pleasing God. You know, the wonderful thing is that the Bible tells us that our consecration is actually to the Lord. Amen? See, God is actually the one who decides what He wants me to do and where He wants me to serve Him. Amen? But I make the choice. I make the decision. If I want to please Him, I am the one that decides if I actually want to live an entire life pleasing the Lord, doing His will. Now, we have the greatest example, right? It was Jesus. Jesus that came to this world, Jesus that came to this earth, and what He did? He devoted Himself pleasing who? The Father. Pleasing God. Now, if we want to live, if we want to allow God or Jesus to live in us, if we want to live in Jesus, guess what? The same thing. You and I need to devote ourselves pleasing who? Pleasing the Father. So consecration is offering my whole life to God. I cannot give God a part of my life and keep a part of myself. And that's what we do. When Friday comes, what happens? I'm even running because I need to do the last things, the last minutes, you know, before the Sabbath, because I want to consecrate my life to God, because I want to please the Lord. And then I'm rushing through it. And on Sabbath, I barely even get up from bed. Sometimes I even forget to take a shower. And I rush through. Because it's only that time that I want to please the Lord. It's only that time when I want to do God's will. But what's total commitment again? It's living an entire life for the Lord. Amen? That means every minute. That means every second. I need to live for God. And of course, my brothers and sisters, consecrating our life, devoting our life to God is voluntarily. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Look at what it says. For many are invited, but few are what? Chosen. How do we understand this? You know, some people think, well, you know what? I don't think God has chosen me. And so that's why they decide, you know, to walk away from God. A lot of people believe that the chosen ones are the only ones that are serving God. And that is true. How many of you say amen? But how many can serve God? How many people can serve God? Everybody. Yes or no? Everybody, if they decide to, they can actually serve God. So if everybody is called to serve, that means they could be chosen ones as well. Amen? So I have the choice, in other words. I have the choice. I could decide if I want to serve God or not. I could decide if I want to please the Lord. I could decide if I want to give my life entirely to God. I could decide if I want to consecrate. I could decide if I want to please the Lord. I am the one. So my question to you is, have you decided yet? Have you decided? Or you still one foot inside and another foot outside? See, God wants for you not to be afraid. Be courageous.
Put those 2 feet for the Lord.
Give your hands to God. Give your eyes to God. Give your body in sacrifice for the Lord.
That is what total commitment is all about.
In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, look at what it says. Love the Lord your God with all your what? With all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your what? Strength. Have you noticed something there? Have you noticed that that's actually the right and that's the perfect definition of total commitment? How many of you say amen? What's total commitment? What is it? Love your Lord. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all what? Your strength. You see, it doesn't say with half of your heart. It doesn't say with a little bit of your soul. It doesn't say, right, with whatever you have in your mind. Or it doesn't say until you have strength. Did you say it? All, and all. That's what total commitment is all about. Giving everything I have, everything I got, entirely to God. But the issue is that you and I, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. It's hard. Because I know the moment that I give everything to God, it will be the moment that for many, that day will be probably that unhappiest day. Because it's not easy to leave everything. It's not easy. It's not easy to abandon my customs. It's not easy to abandon my family. Did you know that the Bible even tells us that if you have to, if you have to leave your spouse behind, if you have to leave your children behind, if you have to leave your parents behind, if you have to leave your neighbors behind, if you have to leave your friends behind, so be it. If that's what's going to take for you to commit your life, to devote your life entirely to God. But of course, that's not easy. Because for some of us, it's not even easy, right, to abandon as well what we are used to. And you might know. You might know what you need to abandon. You know what you need to let go. Might be your pride. Might be criticism. Might be jealousy. Whatever that might be, let go if you want to have total commitment to God. Let go. An addiction? Let it go. Put it in God's hands. Let it go. God will help you. God will take control of that only if you allow Him. Only if you commit to Him. Not only when you have strength. No. Every day, leave it to God. Abandon everything for the Lord. That's what total commitment, my brothers and sisters, is all about. And you know what? Consecration, total commitment, is every day they have to continue. It's not just today, because it's Sabbath. It's not tomorrow. It's not the following day, or it's not only when God does a miracle in my life. No, it has to be every single day. Luke 9:23 tells us, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must what? deny themselves and take up their cross daily and what? And follow me. You see, living a life in Christ is every single day in my life. Amen? It's deciding for God every moment. Now, taking the cross is not easy. But who said that you're alone? When even God promised us, right, that he will be with us. Amen? That he will give you the strength. If faith is not what you need, well, ask the Lord. Lord, I want to commit to you entirely. I want to have my life committed to you. Increase thy faith. And guess what God will do? Will he increase that faith? Amen. He will. God will do that and more if you are committed to him. Oh, no. It has to happen on my time, right? It cannot happen in God's time. I can't wait. It has to happen now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. Not next year. It has to happen now. Oh, my brothers and sisters, pleasing God is pleasing God in his own terms. Amen? Pleasing God, committed to God, is allowing him to do what's best for all of us. Yes? And maybe for God, whatever you're asking today, maybe for God is not the right time. Maybe next week is not that time. Maybe next year might not be that time. Maybe never. But guess what? If you and I want to dedicate our life committed to the Lord, guess what? We have to wait in God. Amen? We have to wait in God. I know it's not an easy thing to do, my brothers and sisters, but we need to do daily. We need to deny ourselves, and we need to take that cross that we have. We need to carry it daily and follow God. I know a lot of you are doing that. And I know it's not easy, my brothers and sisters. The question is, why? Why should I consecrate myself to the Lord? You see, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, who you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with what? With your bodies, with your life. That's what God demands from all of us. See, you're not free. God paid a price, my brothers and sisters. And what a price he paid. He gave Jesus Christ, right? 1 Peter chapter 1, look at what he says. I believe it's not working. Christine, if you could help me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 18. Look at what it says. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty weight of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. So how were you purchased? With the blood of Jesus, my brothers and sisters. With the blood of Jesus. The Lord Jesus has redeemed us. He is the Lord, our master. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, that paid a greater price. And for that, you and I belong to him. Amen? You and I belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves any longer. We belong to Jesus. And what is this purpose of consecrating to the Lord? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Now may the Lord, God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the death of our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See? This tells me, my brothers and sisters, that it's not that hard to please the Lord. Because God says that he could equip us, yes, to do his will. How many of you say amen? So God could equip you. So in other words, in order for me to be committed to God, guess what? I don't depend just on myself. I depend also on Jesus. Jesus, God, who could equip me so that I could actually do his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him. So in other words, imagine that, my brothers and sisters, how easy we have it. How easy we have it. That he could also work in our life so that we could devote ourselves to please him. Amen? Wow. Did you get it? See, he not only equipped us, he not only give us what it take for us to devote ourselves completely, entirely to him, but he also work in our life so that our life could be transformed and everything that I do in my life now is pleasing to him. But the only thing you have to do is give yourself to him. And he will take care of the rest. How many of you say amen to that? Give yourself to him. And he will do the rest, my brothers and sisters. Romans chapter 12, 1 again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So how many of you are ready? How many of you are ready to devote, to commit, to total commitment, in other words? Philippians chapter 2, 5. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. That's all what it takes. To have the same mindset of who? Of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2:10. Look at what it says. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we are whose work? We are God's handiwork, created in Jesus to do good works, and which God prepared in advance. See, God had already prepared that in advance for all of us. In Matthew chapter 25, 21, his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." That would only happen, my brothers and sisters, if we commit ourselves to our Lord. Total commitment. That's what it takes for eventually you and I to be in the presence of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and to hear that lovely voice, "Well done, good and faithful servant. In the little things you serve me, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's" what? Happiness. What do you think Jesus is doing right now in heaven? He's preparing in advance a place for you and me. Are you ready to take the place? Are you ready to be part of that place? Are you ready to take that journey? To be part of heaven? I will end with this. Galatians chapter 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. Are you ready to take a stand for the Lord this morning? Are you ready to say, Lord, I am committed. I am committed to you. Take my life. I don't want to live any longer. I want Jesus to live in me. Are you ready? Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for your words. I want to thank you, Father, for the Holy Scripture. Thank you, Father, for your beautiful promise. Oh, Lord, today we want to give our entire heart to you. We want to give our life to you. We want to devote ourselves completely to you. We want to commit. No 50%, not 75%, not 99.9%, but we want to commit to you, Father, 100%. Knowing, Lord, that you are the one that equips us. Knowing, Father, that you are the one that transforms our life so that our life will be the result of that consecration that we have, that devotion that we have in you, but also that transformation that you will do in our life. So that way, Father, we will serve you in the little things. But we know, Father, that something better is waiting for us. So, Father, as we live, as we navigate through the last days of that existence of this world, we ask, Lord, that you will be with us. We want to be pleasing to you, Lord. We want to ask, Father, that you live in us. But mostly, Lord, we ask for your blessings. We ask, Father, for your forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you give us the strength. You gave us, Father, the courage to abandon everything that takes away. To abandon, Father, everything. It might be, Lord. It might even be my family, Father. It might even be an addiction. It might even be, Father, that I love. But so be it in Jesus Christ. So be it, Father. We want to abandon everything. And we want to give our life entirely to you. Lord, please come. Come, Father. And take us. Take us to the happy place. That place that you have prepared for us. That place that there is no more sorrow. That place that there is no more pain. That place that there is no more crying. That place, Father, where we will live eternally with our Master Jesus. In his precious name I pray. Amen.